Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch of South Boston is now in Turkey, where he's working to encourage that country to get involved in the fight against ISIS. Before that, he was in Erbil, Iraq, meeting with Kurdish leaders and members of the Free Syrian Army. Lynch was one of two members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation who voted to arm and train moderate Syrian forces. We spoke with Lynch from Turkey and asked how he's feeling now about U.S. support of those Syrian troops, which he said are made up of about 60 different groups.
I have some reservations. I really do. I have some doubts about some of the elements, some of these groups. You know, I met with some of the Syrian opposition leaders, and I still don't have a real good sense of whether they are reliable partners and whether they are sufficient in numbers to accomplish what we're asking them to accomplish.
So when you talk about your doubts, as you said, part of it is numbers. Is it also organization, training, maybe even loyalty?
It's all of that, yes. They call them moderates, but some of them are actually quite sectarian in their approach. You know, some of these are Sunni groups that are in the fight because they're fighting Bashar al-Assad. That's their focus.
Has this made you second guess at all your decision to vote to fund these groups? I mean, certainly we've seen in history times where people are given money for weapons and those weapons end up falling in the wrong hands. I wonder if you came away questioning your decision.
Well, no. Even when I made the decision, you know, look, we know we have a terrorist state here that's operating. We know they're threatening U.S. interests and the interests of our allies. We know that they're executing religious minorities here. And we know that they've threatened to come to the United States. I think we put enough safeguards in that vote that allowed me to take a yes vote on that. The authorization is only good till December 11th. We put a clear prohibition against U.S. boots on the ground.
I know you've said that would be a grave error in your view, and the president has pledged not to send them in. I wonder, though, now that you've been there, do you feel like it is possible for those countries to help themselves? In the end, without U.S. forces there, can they still do what they need to do?
Well, they have to. I mean, this is their country. Remember, we trained and equipped 938,000 Iraqis. There are only about 30,000, at the most, 30,000 ISIS fighters. So, you know, they've got a lack of leadership here that they're suffering from. And to be honest, of all that money, we trained very few Kurds because they had a pretty stable region of Iraq, so we didn't focus on them. So I think that's an area that we could offer our technical expertise and military expertise and some equipment to the Kurds that don't have it.
There are mixed reports on how effective the U.S. coalition-led airstrikes have been. Certainly ISIS is still making gains despite that. What's your perspective on their effectiveness?
These are airstrikes without ground support. ISIS is hunkering down and then wading through the bombardment, you know, and then moving afterward. They're also going into more urban areas where we need to be very careful not to kill innocent civilians. So that's made it very difficult. So we've been told this from the beginning, that airstrikes alone will not allow us to defeat ISIS. That's why we're hopeful that with a coalition that includes the Iraqis, the Kurds, the Sunni, the Shia, as well as perhaps Turkey and perhaps Jordan as well, offering ground troops, that when people are trained up, they'll be able to launch some major offensive to retake the city of Mosul, which has been a major generator of revenue for ISIS up to this point.
There's been a lot of news in the U.S. headlines in the past day or two about Kobani, this border city that appears may fall to ISIS. And it's interesting, you know, I know that the U.S. is saying Turkey's standing by about a mile away, potentially about to let a bloodshed happen. But the Wall Street Journal predictably had this editorial today saying, look, the U.S. has been standing by allowing ISIS to make gains. And I'm wondering your perspective on, can we blame Turkey if we have stood back so much in the past few months?
Sure, I think we can. Look, this is on Turkey's doorstep. We're talking about people taking full responsibility for their region. And I think some of the reticence on the part of the Turks is that they don't want to be the only boots on the ground.
Congressman Steve Lynch, thanks for talking with us and safe travels home.
Thank you, Sasha.